Hi, hey, hi, how's it going? Happy Friday. Okay, that was all my energy. I'm having like a anxious Friday. What did we do this week? What did we do this week? Honestly, not a lot. I procrastinated like a fucking champ, let me tell you. What did you get into, bits? I can't even fucking remember. That's how good I procrastinated. I had to leave the house a couple times this week, so that also threw me off a little bit. Meant to get a review done. I'm still sitting on like a half-written review for Egan. Like I literally like it's literally half-written. It's half-written, not recorded, but half-written. Need to get it done. And then I have that script that I really want to sit down and get done, but I just like every day I woke up today, I was like, I don't really feel like it. Nothing will ever get done if I never feel like it. So, yeah, this week was a, I suppose, a quote unquote recovering from stream week. I still was feeling, honestly, okay, so you all got the Bad Dragon toy bracket. To give you an idea of the kind of impact that takes, because I worry, do I worry? Well, yeah, I worry, but like about this specifically, I suppose it's just like a concern in general sometimes. I get a little bit self-conscious that like, do I recover too quickly after coming, or am I too, yeah, look, this is welcome to therapy session. What does it say about my pussy that I can just like work myself up a range of toys like that in 3.5 hours? And what it says is that my pussy is skilled and talented and great, but then my little brain that was raised in a personally hateful little haze starts undercutting myself. I got that like gross little brain, like little voice in the back of my head, off to the front of my head, to be completely honest, that says to me, this just means you have you're going to be disappointing in some way or another. We could get into the details of what exactly we're worried about, but it really doesn't matter because none of it's actually true. That's the point, right? Like that's the point. What does it say? What does it say about me that I can go up a range of 16 toys in 3.5 hours? It says I'm committed and dedicated and I do a good job. Anything else really is just conjecture and my anxious brain making up problems. All the same, Tuesday this week, I recorded that stream last Thursday. Tuesday this week, I was still feeling it, like in my uterine area. I was still feeling the impact of like, I think it's the flared chant specifically because the head is so wide that it gets up in my shit. Because the head's a little bit of a struggle to get in, and then once that head's in, it's kind of just like a big flat plate pushing up against all my internal bits, and the way that the lady physiology works, it's mostly like pushing up on my uterine area and like in that area. So yeah, I was still Tuesday this past week, I was still like feeling that in my body, and that was fun. That's fun. That's fun. It was fun. It also like made me feel very much like, but I've been fucked really well. I don't need to put anything else in me right now. Hence procrastination. So, I'm working on a couple writing projects on the side. I have to leave the city this weekend for a personal thing. So I'm hoping in the midst of all the personal things, I can curl up and write a couple pages or something, because I would like to get some writing done. Other than that, I've spent a lot of the week going to YouTube and thinking, ugh, this is all the same shit that I looked at 3 moments ago. And yes, it is, bits. It very much is. It's been one of those weeks. Been feeling like antsy to do something, but then I have zero drive to get shit done. So, good for me. That's great. So happy for you. We gotta get that Egan review out. And we gotta get that script recorded. And I got a whole big project that I like keep putting off. That's the thing I need to work on, that I wanna really get into because I think it'll be a fun project once I get it going. But yeah, that's how my week has been. I'm gonna get drunk tomorrow. like sloppy drunk, so I'm excited for that. Other than that, I don't have a ton to report right now. I do have a question for you though. In a D&D fantasy world, what monster or race do you think would be the hottest to fuck? Just like you are suddenly dropped into a fantasy world with all the D&D type people. Which one would immediately be on your, well, I'm gonna go fuck that list. Just out of curiosity. I mean, like, I feel like clearly mine is a demon or a dragon or like a werewolf, vampire. Like those are the basic bitch answers, girl. A mimic would be fun because they could be anything. Like anything, like, oh, you want to fuck the treasure chest? Well, I've never really considered it, but now maybe. I'm just curious. I was just curious. This isn't me looking for information for future projects or anything. You aren't influencing future projects or anything by telling me the answer. That's a lie. You should give me a good answer. I need answers. Please give me answers. Okay, I think that's what I want to talk about. I'm like in a really weird mood, so any longer and I'm gonna start really therapizing at you. So I hope you're having a really fantastic week. You're looking really fantastic. I'm also looking really fantastic, but enough about me, more about you. I just think that you're looking really nice today. Can we maybe like go out sometime or something? I don't know. Anyway, maybe I'll talk to you later. Okay. Bye.